We've already talked about the Gavin Gould penalty. You've already explained that. But this listener says he went to Michigan Tech from 64 to 68 and watched fantastic hockey with McGinnis in charge, but never saw a greater game than Saturday's game. So that's pretty cool.
Well, that is pretty cool because there's been a lot of great hockey played at either the D or the MAC. And but I don't know if there's been one with, I'm sure there's been some big games, but this one with the implications with the NCAA tournament on the line and also with, you know, the league playoff championship on the line, winner take all, one game. I don't know if we've ever had that one game.
And the anticipation.
Yeah, well, that's it. You get the whole week for one game. It's not two games. You don't have to come back and win two out of three. It's not a total goals series. It's one game for all the marbles, baby. And that's... I guess that's what could you ask for? But no, it's like I said, I've been in, it's, let me see, Dirk, how many years have I been in hockey here, college hockey? Quite a few. Anyway.
29 about, years of coaching plus another six,
more than
so
that.
35 yeah. years of coaching.
Oh, yeah. Something
35
like
years of coaching.
35, okay. And I don't know, I mean, I've been in some, this is right up there, this is top five, just for the atmosphere, the anticipation, what's at stake. The way the game played out and the overtime, I mentioned that at the start, you can't script it any better, I don't think.
Senior
gets a, you know, hasn't played, fighting an injury, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, just fantastic.
Speaking of that, I watched the press conference, Coach, but I didn't notice this. This listener is asking you, what did you say to Hannah before he answered his question at the press conference? Did you lean into him?
Well, I just didn't. I did. I just didn't want him to talk about his injury.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's something that, you see all the time is they try to find out what's going on. I just want him to keep that between him and our trainers and that.
All right.
So I leaned in and said, hey, just don't talk about the injury.
All right. Well, we'll take a call or two
if we got some calls.
Again, call this in. Is Monday morning, so if you're listening to this some other time, this is not live, but it is live if you're listening on Monday morning. 483-4054, somebody wants to comment about the game on Saturday night or Michigan Tech and Denver coming up. But the game is a 1 o'clock start on Saturday afternoon. Denver, obviously, I mean, they went on such they had actually a little bit of a slow start and then just went on a tear. And from like middle October to December 10th, they didn't lose a game, and they just went on an absolute tear.
Well, they're a good team. Like just looking at their stats, and you can look up the comparisons. They've only given up 4 goals in their last 4 games, I believe. I think we've given up 5. They've scored 132 goals. I think we're at 128. We've given up 92. I think they're at 70 something there. You know, their top guys obviously are Borgstrom, Gambrell, and Terry. Really good forwards. They're all in double figures in goals. And then, you know, you got a couple other guys that are good players on that team. And they've got some good seniors in Jansen and Marcineau who just play hard, and Emil Romig and know the roles, and Evan Ritt and guys like that. So a lot of guys you might not hear about, but are very good players. But they're guys that make them go, obviously, those top three.
Will this be the
Will Butch, player of the year in the NCHC?
Sorry about that. Will this be the deepest team we've seen? We see them just rest 4 of their guys and they're starting goaltender, and they still
won
a game.
Yeah, I think without doubt, you know. And not only that as far as their depth, but just their experience. Like I said, they're a Frozen Four team last year, so they've got a lot of guys back. They're built to win, and they're built to win now. And, you know, they're like all of us. We all lose some players early. They lost a kid named Danton Heinen who would be on their team, played some games with Boston. We had Danton in on a recruiting trip. So it's funny. We run into Denver, I think, more than anybody on the recruiting trail. They go after a lot of those Western Canada kids too, and they've picked up a few really good ones lately that we've had a lot of interest in. So anyway, good team, good coaching staff. We respect them a lot. They do a real good job. So we're looking forward to it. You know, we played Denver in the Houston in the WCHA, and last time we played them, we had a real good game in the playoffs. I should say it was at the XL. We lost in overtime.
We did.
It was a great game, but we've had some really good games with them, and I'm looking forward to sort of renewing that rivalry, and hopefully in the future we can get Denver on our schedule.
I want to remind people that there is a fan bus going down to the game in Cincinnati. And hopefully games, and that will be a 1 o'clock start on Saturday. So here's the deal: if you want to be part of the fan bus, you need to email athleticmarketing@mtu.edu, and it's $150 for the ticket and transport, responsible for meals and lodging. Your own athleticmarketing@mtu.edu. Now you know it's through Michigan Tech by going to tickets@mtu.edu. Or call the Central Ticket Office at 487-2073. So tickets at mtu.edu or call 906-487-2073. Coach, I wanted to give this to you. This is a present, a gift from Mark Alborn and the whole Copper Country Old Timers Tournament that they knew you were busy this week. That's green in appreciation of our military.
Awesome.
Copper Country Old Timers Tournament.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. It's awesome. It's funny because I was on the – I was going, gee, can I get over to Doho, and try to pick up a shirt or something like that? Because yeah. I like the label, the monogram on there. That looks like me, that old guy.
Yeah, it looks more like me. And these four pucks are for the coaching staff too.
That's awesome, so. And what a great event! And I know a few of our former players were in town this weekend playing for various teams, mm-hmm. Like Walker Highland and Lars Hellman and different guys like that. Jimmy Davis obviously played.
Dwight was even playing.
Yeah, and Dwight Hellman mm-hmm. Left me a note on my windshield after the game on Saturday. So I really enjoyed Dwight Hellman and his family and. I remember we always used to get pasties when I was in Michigan. His aunt would send them to Dwight's mom, and she would bring them. And I'd buy them, I'd buy them because I couldn't find good pasties down in lower Michigan. So anyway, yeah, thanks. That's a great tournament and a great event. And I didn't get to a game this year. I was fairly busy, but I know a lot of people did, and our guys were talking about in the locker room. I know a lot of our players were going to go to the games yesterday and then just watch. And I heard a couple of our players were even rostered in case things didn't go our way Saturday. They were going to jump in and play on Sunday. So I'm glad that wasn't the case. But thanks, Mark, and thank you to all our supporters around town to play in senior hockey, like yourself, Dirk.
We got a couple of minutes. Does anybody want to chime in here live on Monday morning here? 483-4054. Coach is available here for one call. And I just want to say, Coach, what a great, the fans and how great it was on Saturday night. And I can't wait to see how many Michigan Tech hockey fans are going to be at the game on Saturday against Denver. Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on the air. What do you want to say?
Well, Dirk, my wife and I were reminiscing. We were, been Tech hockey fans for a while, not as long as some people have, but it was funny. We said, remember about 10, 12 years ago when we were here and there wasn't many people there? I said, wouldn't it be awesome if this place was full someday? And wouldn't it be awesome if the games were awesome and it was packed and there were 3-4 people deep like the old days? And I'm like, and we were sitting there and said, it's back!
Yeah.
It's awesome! So we were fired up. Good luck, Coach. It was awesome to see how many people there. I know you probably guys were talking about that, but anyhow, kind of a dream come true for the people up here in the Copper Country, and it's great to see, and thanks for all the hard work.
I think this listener was on the air more than I was during that post game. Am I right?
I'm not sure. You outed me. You outed me, Derek.
Yeah.
Anyhow, good luck, Coach, and it's great to see you back. I know you give a lot of credit to your assistants and everyone else in the community, but we appreciate all the hard work and dedication that you put in and your assistants and Suzanne and everyone, and it's great the community got behind you guys, and it's awesome to see, and hopefully there's a long trip down to Cincinnati and a lot of cars heading down south. So,
well, thank you very much, and I really appreciate the call, and to go along with that, you're right. I get too much credit. Obviously, there's so many people who day in and day out do all the little things and all the heavy lifting behind the scenes, and it all starts with our players. Obviously, they're the ones who have to go out on the ice and perform, and they have high expectations of themselves, and we have high expectations for them, and they do a fantastic job. I just can't give our players enough credit, and obviously the coaches and all the support staff, but you need support at the top, and again, Glenn Moraz and Suzanne Sandergood and Les Cook and Bonnie Gorman, that whole crew. They're fantastic, and they've let us do what we need to do to have success, and I really appreciate that. And there's Les Cook and Bonnie Gorman. They're up there handing out water to all the students and candy and things, making sure they're comfortable. We're waiting in line for hours to get into the building. I mean, that just goes to show you where we're at right now, and it's fantastic. But thank you for all the people who've sent emails and texts. Like, I spent literally 3 hours yesterday trying to answer everybody's texts and email, and I hope I got back to everybody, from Brett Olson over in Austria to people in California to up in Toronto. I mean, all over in between. So just thank you for all your support, and I would encourage everybody, especially in the lower peninsula down there, it's a short drive to Cincinnati. I know I've done it, and get over there on Saturday. What better way than spending a Saturday with a bunch of Upers and cheering on your Michigan Tech hockey team. But thanks for all the support, everybody, and I really appreciate